Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
You can be cool, you can be shy, say what you want, say what you like.
I do like that theme.
Sure.
It's fun.
It was fun.
Sure.
Yeah. This feels like it should be Ruby Riott's theme song.
Riotata?
Ruby Riott.
Riott?
Dijakovic. So many letters.
Yeah.
Huge shout out, by the way. If you're listening live, we appreciate it. Don't go anywhere. NXT's on demand. It's a service you pay $9.99 a month for. You'll be fine. He'll be there. But gigantic congratulations to Dominik Dijakovic. Some of us know him as Donovan Dijak. Some of us know him as Chris, and everybody's going to get to know him very shortly because he's making his NXT on-screen debut for NXT TV tonight. Just a tremendous talent. For those of you who are relatively new to the New Age Insiders universe, we've known Donovan Dijak for a few years now. We kind of got to him before anybody else did because great play, right place, right time.
Yeah.
He's really came up through Chaotic Wrestling in the early years. We were working with them or just attending the shows. And to watch that guy really only be in the business for about 4 or 5 years or so,
yeah,
and is already a signed superstar with hype and a package and like, hey, they're going to try with Dominik Dijakovic. Just want to give that shout out to.
It's funny because he adopted that Drago persona.
Yep.
Towards the end of his indie run, and it feels like they're going to lean into it a lot.
It's funny because I don't think they're 100%, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they're 100% sure what they want to do with him quite yet, just because his name sounds so like, you're right, like Dragovic, but they go out of their way to like put American flags on his tights just so they're like, no, he's still an American good guy or an American.
Yeah.
We'll see. But no matter what, there's just too much talent there for it not to succeed. And this day was always a matter of when, not if. And just huge congratulations to Donovan Dijak, Dominik Dijakovic.
Dominik Dijakovic.
For making it. And
yeah.
Step one is tonight. And good for you, man. Or this is really step like 37 of a long road to get here. But good for you, man. And sky's the limit. Just the beginning.
I still can't believe that Ring of Honor dropped the ball that hard with him.
It is the most fortuitous lap falling into maybe in wrestling history that they got Cody when they did. And Cody was so mad and bitter and gung-ho at the time that it was almost just like, yeah, Cody Rhodes. It's almost similar to us in some regards. Cody Rhodes just needed wrestlers.
Yeah, right.
And a ring and a promotion and attention. And he's just like, I just need something. And Ring of Honor is the next step down from WWE in America.
Right.
And they just got super lucky. And like, yeah, and quite frankly, we're not going to talk a ton about Ring of Honor tonight, but quite frankly, when it comes to Ring of Honor, they had a graphic basically being like, yeah, we know they're leaving, but look who's left.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, you know,
nah, okay.
All righty. Sure looked a lot better when you had Cody the Bucks and Hangman Page on there, I must admit.
Yeah, and Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian.
Got those two guys as well.
Yeah, it's really nice. Oh, so like the good quarter of your roster is leaving? Oh,
well,
okay.
It's also like, look, you know, I think with a lot of fans, and we're going to find this out in the numbers, and I could be right, I could be wrong, but I think with a lot of fans, they didn't watch Ring of Honor. They watched Cody and the Bucks. They watched what the Bullet Club were doing.
Yeah, right.
Not even just Cody and the Bucks. They watched what the Bullet Club were up to. And the Bullet Club spent some time in Ring of Honor. So I watched their time in Ring of Honor stuff because I followed them.
Well, because
now they're going to be...
Yeah, everybody watched Being the Elite. And Being the Elite took place in both places.
Right. Yeah. No, and believe me, I think they're going to see a shift in gears. And that's why we talked about it. It must have been last week, maybe a week or so ago now. We talked about how I just fervently believe that the best thing for Ring of Honor is to still want to have a ongoing working relationship with those
guys.
Well,
the thing is their promotion at best isn't going to start until the summer.
Right.
So
At best.
And so, yeah, I would love to have you on an unexclusive 6-month deal before you start your own thing.
Yep. No, I'm with you. But just, we're going to shift gears. I don't want to talk too much about Ring of Honor, but I mean, I will say that forever and ever and a day, Ring of Honor needs to work with the guys that, you know, this is the most attention Ring of Honor's ever gotten.
Right.
Is this recent 2 years. Yep. Right. And I just wouldn't want to nip that in the bud just because like, look, it's like, you know, it's not even you. Cody's not slandering Ring of Honor out the door. You know what I mean? He's just like, look, this isn't about leaving Ring of Honor. It's about a passion to do something else.
Right.
And so just stay on good terms. All right, now I'm officially, as I tweeted out my congratulations to Dijak. That's what I needed to get done. Now we're ready to go. All right, so a lot has been going on. We promised you, because Bill wasn't here, again, he's never allowed to leave again. He's actually,
He's
actually surgically attached to that chair at this point. Brandon, we hope that DC will call tonight. He's more than welcome to, and so are you. We see that you're out there listening live. We know that on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock on newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. We don't usually take calls unless something like huge, like John Cena officially retires. We'll take calls for that. But
which it feels like the opposite.
Yeah,
but
it also feels like he knows, like literally he needs to like remix the song because he even said, he goes, it's over. He said in a recent interview, he's like, it's over. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. But maybe that'll be the Patreon show.
Maybe Word Life
comes
back.
Maybe John.
Advanced Thugonomics comes.
I've told you that I want Advanced Thugonomics for years. And I told you that is like, you know, the fine. And it's like, we call it the graduation tour or something. Just, please give me something fun.
So I have NXT on because Dominik Dijakovic is about to take the stage. And the local talent they have.
Oh, he's beating up local talent?
Aaron Mackey.
Okay.
Do you remember when...
I thought he was going to beat up Biff. I must admit.
Yeah. Remember when Orlando Jordan was like the weird gold dust person in NXT and he like came out with caution tape all over him?
I do, yeah.
That's what this guy looks like.
Okay.
Like, just his pants, though.
Okie doke. I really thought he would...
Beat up Biff.
I thought he'd fight Oni Lorcan.
Oni Lorcan. Don't ask. Oh, man. You're big and scary. His Titantron's cool.
Yeah, Dijak?
Yeah.
He's awesome. I'm just excited for him. But we will be taking your calls tonight. The lines are open. We're going to be talking about really whatever you want. We didn't intend on talking a ton of TLC tonight, but we are totally open to taking your TLC calls because we didn't get a chance to on Sunday. We're just going to sort of open the phone lines up. We're going to start talking really about this shakeup because we got a lot of our thoughts out there about TLC. If you haven't by now, subscribe to us on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Noble, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. Any place you have a podcast app, we're on it. We do these live pre and post pay-per-view shows so we can get our thoughts out there and not take over Wednesdays with them. So it's available on all those podcast platforms. Please go out there and check it out. But if you do want to talk about TLC, you can. If you want to talk about the shakeup, you can. What Vince McMahon had to say, you can. Your hopes. Do you think it's going to work? Do you think it's already working? Do you think it's doomed to fail? Do you think there's no hope for Monday Night Raw? We are open to it. We also get a bunch of messages every time we do this that say, I would call, but I just like hearing you guys talk about this stuff. That is clearly fine. However, we are trying to become more and more of an interactive platform here. We usually get lines slammed for these kind of things when we open up the calls with like notice. So, hey, we see you out there listening, and if you do want to give us a call and let several countries and a good amount of people know what you think about WWE's big announcement in TLC, please do give us a call, 508-202-1624, 508-202-1NAI. Real quick, just because why not, for anybody that's new to the show, my name is Jason Malta.
I'm Liam Stegger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. You can join us on Twitter, including during these live broadcasts for a reason, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website where you can find everything that we've got going on, including the annual New Age Insiders Year End Awards is on newageinsiders.com. You can start casting your votes at newageinsiders.com/awards. We'll talk a little bit more more about that later on in the show. Everything that we've got going on is there. You can find us live every Wednesday night on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. If you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Twitch, you can watch us on Twitch for free. So don't think that we're moving over to a platform that you have to pay for. What you do when you subscribe is you support the creator, but you also get ad-free content. So your stream will have zero commercials. That's like the value of subscribing. And again, if you have Amazon Prime, you already have the ability to subscribe to somebody on Twitch for free. It's called Twitch Prime. Jeff Bezos makes $250 million a day, and the New Age Insiders do not. It's super easy and free to you, Twitch Prime, with your Amazon Prime. And all together, we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. So let's dive right on into it. On Monday night, we had heard that Vince McMahon was a-coming and things were going to be a-changing, and there was going to be a grand acknowledgement that things were going to be shaken up in the World Wrestling Federation. Can you believe it? And here we are. We are now, it's live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, of course. So we've seen Monday Night Raw. We have seen SmackDown Live. We have seen step one of what I think needs to be considered a multi-step process.
Yeah.
That the world was not going to change this week in one day, but much like women's wrestling in this company, given time, you will see improvement if effort is put into it.
Yeah.
Do you believe we are going to get that effort? And what do you think, just jumping off?
Yeah, I think that Raw was a step in the right direction. You know, you have to build the credibility back up in the audience. And I do understand that the audience, their trepidation to believe, right? Because how many times have we, you know, heard, oh, they're going to start listening or they're going to start listening? I think that basically, the audience did exactly what it needed to do. It got together and it stopped watching. And the ratings were declining rapidly. It was the lowest rated Raws week by week. They were getting worse.
Right,
it was not getting better, and it wasn't a one-off.
Yep.
So
they're finding a new low to that barrel
monthly. Yeah, and so they had to do something. Their bottom line was being affected. And so they have to come out because they have to change. And they admitted that. I think that you already see the kind of goodwill towards the audience in the beating of Baron Corbin. That was the metaphorical beating of that horse to, you know, hey, look, we hear you. We're sorry. We're going to
Oh, they took Baron Corbin out back and shot him.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Absolutely.
And so, great. Boom. Moving on. And then in the open challenge that Dean Ambrose issued, right, it wasn't Dolph Ziggler or Drew McIntyre or somebody that's just constantly been involved with Dean Ambrose. It wasn't even Seth Rollins, right?
Yep.
And I think a couple of weeks ago, it would have been Dolph Ziggler. It would have been Seth Rollins. It would have been Drew McIntyre. It would have been Bobby Lashley. Somebody that's just been on this show.
Yep.
And no, it was Tyler Breeze.
Yep.
I know that I popped.
I was psyched.
I got so excited when it was him because that was the most exciting part about the open challenge when Cena did it originally with the U.S. title.
Yep.
It was all people you weren't used to seeing in those type of spots.
Sure, right.
And so, boom, step one. Great. Awesome. And then you look at it from the tag team division side of it, right? The tag team division side of it. Look, say what you will about the Revival, but yeah.
And I have things to say about the Revival.
But I think Cody Rhodes put it best. Fuck the Revival.
Yeah.
But no, I think the...
I just don't quite get the hype. But go ahead.
Right. Anyway, they're new guys in new opportunities, which good for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And then the final segment of the night, right? The women's gauntlet match. The last time the men did that, that lasted for an hour and it was the best thing since sliced bread.
Gotcha.
Right? So you let the women do it. And I thought it had its ups and downs. I think just when the entire women's division is in there, there's some ups and downs.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was far more wrestling in this show. And if that's a trend, I'm on board.
So right away, like I said, and the lines are open. If you want to give us a call and you have shakeup thoughts, I'm only going to plug this number so many times. If you want to call, great. We see you out there listening. If you don't want to and just want to hear the three of us talk about it, also great. It's your show. Make it what you want. That's all I have the energy for. 508-202-1624, 508-202-1NAI to talk all about the shakeup and what your hopes are. So like I said, Rome, 'twas not built in a day, right? This sort of thing. And like I said, the one comparison I would make immediately to fans so they have something current and optimistic to reflect on and to kind of bounce this thing off of is definitely the idea of women's wrestling
right
in the WWE. Now, there's going to be a lot of caveats, yeah, buts, and asterisks to come. But let me preface it this way. 5 years ago, women like Eve Torres and, you know, God bless her heart, but Caitlyn, right, who were just these not the just middle of the road. Today, they wouldn't have spots on the roster kind of people were champions for them 5 years ago. Right.
Right.
They weren't taken seriously. You saw people have the timers where they'd get a minute and a half, 2 minute matches
with entrances.
Exactly. So it was just like it was not only not a priority, but everything about it was close to embarrassing. Maria Menounos is doing this and winning matches. Snooki's doing this and winning matches. The belt is a lower back tattoo. Everything about this is terrible.
Yeah.
Right? And that was, I know it might sound like, geez, yeah, that was 5 whole years ago. Well, what if I told you that like 2014 is closer to 5 years ago now? And that's when Daniel Bryan won the WWE Championship at WrestleMania, right? So the world I'm talking about isn't the 70s or something you can't relate to as a fan. I'm talking about this was the state of women's wrestling when you probably even
were the most invested you've ever been.
Right. Might have even been getting like back into it, or right, it was your personal high. Think about 2014. Think about WrestleMania 30. I, for the life of me, can't even remember what the women's championship match was.
Right.
I don't remember who the champion was. I'm sure it was AJ Lee.
AJ Lee was the champion heading into Dallas. 31.
Yeah.
Was Charlotte. Lee? Charlotte was in Dallas.
Yeah, 31 AJ, was in San Jose.
AJ Lee was the champion, and her and Paige, I think, tagged.
Yeah, they did.
Against
they
the Bellas.
Yeah, the belt wasn't even on one.
Yeah.
On
the pre-show.
Right. And so, like, and you're talking about WrestleMania 30, right? So we have these huge moments where we're talking about, like, you know,
The Undertaker losing.
Right. Daniel Bryan and all that stuff. And then at the same time, it's like, I literally can't remember what the women's championship match
is. If it was even on the show.
Because with all the respect in the world, I'm talking about at the time, it doesn't even matter. What, was it Nikki Bella versus, you know, Eve Torres? Who cares? Like,
right.
then who even cares? And so that world is not that long ago.
Right.
And now,
Paige debuted the next night, so who knows?
Right, and on Sunday, the most recent pay-per-view was main evented, rightfully so, by the women.
Yeah.
And they didn't even go out of their way to tell me this is the first time the women have ever main evented TLC because they want this to become the new normal.
Right.
Right. And the way things become the new normal is if you stop drawing so much goddamn attention to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
well,
if you walk up to your black friend and be like, I would never let you not drink at my water fountain. It's like, why would you say that? Like,
right.
We don't do that anymore, so we don't talk about that anymore. It's the new normal. So
right.
If you want to come up and we just sort of move on from these.
Well,
sort of things.
Even take Raw. This was the what? 10th, 15th time this year that the women have main evented Raw?
Yep.
Remember when that was a huge deal that it was like, this is the first time since Lita and Trish?
Yeah, remember when Lita thought she had to kill herself to be able to do that again one day to main event Monday Night Raw? Remember when she bended like an accordion?
Yeah.
Scary. Oh. That was terrible.
Yeah.
How about this, guys? The women's championship wasn't even reborn until WrestleMania 32. Right. It was the Divas Championship, as Mike is listening live. And he's 100% right. I mean, it was a lower back tattoo and terrible. You know what I mean? And so when it comes to like progress, these things take time, but they can happen. That's the reason I bring up the women's evolution.
It's the best apples to apples comparison you can make.
And so today, right, at Wednesday after the first two shows of, okay, our bad, we're going to try again.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
No, you're right. Not all is fixed. But like you said, what I think they do, and Dolph Ziggler has told us that they have like a social media team that like goes on and sees what
right.
people are talking about. We know for a fact that they actually listen to a couple shows. We've been told that a couple people back there listen to ours. So hi. So they do quote unquote listen. But I thought the problem for a long time was that thing your girlfriend tells you about the difference between listening and hearing.
Right.
That they heard you, but they weren't listening. You know what I mean?
Right.
That it's
yeah.
just like, we don't want GMs. It's stupid. And they're like, yeah, we heard you, pal. Ah. And all you literally did was acknowledge my body made noise.
Yeah, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? And you didn't actually process what you could do about it.
Well, I think that we saw the on-show reasoning, right, of the, like, we're getting rid of the middle managers, right? And that's very much the, like, hey, the GM position is going away.
Baron Corbin ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, right. Baron Corbin got beat out of the gang.
Yeah.
And then Paige was like, hey, we're relinquishing this position, right?
Yeah.
And I think that while that is the on-screen representation of it, I think that we're also talking about, from what I understand back there, all the bookers and road agents and stuff. Yep. There's too many of them.
From Booker A to Booker T.
Yep. But there's too many of them, right? And so I think that what they're also trying to tell you is that, no, the four of us are going to be more hands-on on the day-to-day of these stories.
Can I tell you what I heard on Monday? Just piggybacking off you. That's what I heard was literally Vince McMahon and to a degree Stephanie, and I think Triple H, who actually meant it,
I think
the only two sincere people in the group were all of Hunter and half of Shane.
Yeah, probably.
But what I did hear them say, and again, this is absolutely, as I look at this glass half full,
yes,
I absolutely do acknowledge the fact that actions are going to speak louder than words here and need to.
Yes.
Somebody tweeted the other day, and we'll talk about this in a different time, not this episode, we don't have the time for it. But Bray Wyatt's done losing his mind again and talking about God on Twitter now and how he's like apologizing
for all the things he did.
For saying that he was a God. He's wrong. He's found God. And that was the wrong thing to do. Like DC tweeted out, he goes, holy shit, Bray Wyatt's been Mordecai the whole time.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, so, but with the reason I bring up Bray Wyatt specifically is that people are like, will quote tweet us and be like, look what Bray Wyatt said. What do you guys think? And I'll go, Bray Wyatt can go on Twitter and use all 280 characters to go, in deep in the woods, my soul found laundry, and though it was not clean, it glistened in the wind. And it's just like, that doesn't mean anything to me anymore, man. You're going to win your wrestling matches or not? Are they going to be good or not? I feel like it's been 6 months since you were tagging with Matt Hardy. I'm sure it's not, but it feels like last year you were doing that.
Yeah, I know.
I am done with Bray Wyatt went on Twitter and said something cryptic.
Yeah.
I am more than open to Bray Wyatt going out there and putting on awesome matches and being spooky and throwing lightning in the building and doing something different. But no, I am done with Bray Wyatt telling me that the world's in big trouble, mister.
Guess
what? It's not. And so with WWE, that's my attitude as well. But when it comes to them, like, look, I am thrilled that you came out there and told me that things are, here we go, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I would much rather you show me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I come from a very Irish family, and that was always the thing. We'd be like, I love you, and they'd be like, don't tell me, show me. And it's like, okie doke, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And that is where I am with WWE. However, that being said, what I heard on Monday was definitely, like, no hyperbole, I heard them come out and be like, look, we went into autopilot.
Yeah.
We just sort of went through the motions, did, you know, what we had to do to get by, and we were like, look, they'll like it just because we made it, and so people like what we make, and even if they don't, I don't care, I'm rich. Ha 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 ha. And look, I don't care if it did take the ratings. I don't know if it took a PR hit to the nuts from going to Saudi Arabia when you shouldn't have. I don't know if it's the time of year and no one's watching TV, which I don't buy.
That's the NFL.
But they got to a point where if nothing else, even if it is all bullshit, right, they at least got to the point where like, wow, these ratings are making headline news for being historically bad.
Yep.
And if we don't talk about it, we'll never get ahead of it. You know what I mean? The story will always be about us, not including us. And so to their credit, even though I wish we didn't get to the point that we got to.
Well, again, it ultimately goes back to, they were going to say, shut up, loser, and stop watching.
Right, which the thing is, and here's the other thing too, which is why I don't just like completely let them off the hook, because I am happy that this seems to be where we're going, but there will be that yeah, but of, you did say that.
Yeah.
I understand that we should applaud that. To me, this feels exactly like what happens when you go on Facebook and you see somebody that like makes a post about being like clean and sober off drugs.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, that's awesome.
Oh, congratulations. But
you did some shitty things before you got clean.
Right.
And like, look, you know,
if
you're a new, great, awesome person now, God bless you. And I'm sure we can move past it, but it doesn't erase everything. And so where I am with the company, and just to like be as fair as possible, is, yeah, you did do that. You did go, what a bunch of nerds, what a bunch of basement dwellers, what a bunch of marks. They'll never actually stop watching. And you're just going to go on.
You were making fun of your audience.
Right. And so who cares? And then the audience went, nah, I really will leave. And then Ring of Honor really did sell out your building on your weekend.
Yeah.
And I think they've just like literally, I think this is many raindrops that have filled the bucket. Because they have now got to the point where, like I said, All In was a success. Something that got talked about way more than anything you did this year. right?
Well, and spoiler alert, go to newageinsiders.com/awards to vote. But when we were compiling the nominations, I was sitting there looking at the shows and thinking about all of the things that got me excited and all of the matches that got me excited. And I felt obligated to put on a WWE match because I got to eight,
right,
and a main roster WWE match wasn't even close.
Right, yeah, and there was NXT stuff, so everybody that's screaming at me right now about Tommaso Ciampa, it's on there.
Main roster.
Right, it's on there.
Main roster.
But yeah, like, I think that they got to the point where, and then it's like, oh, this is where we really actually are now, where we're losing people.
Yeah.
Like I said, All In got really talked about, right? Yep. Ratings are really historically low. You are now at the point to, again, multiple components here. Roman Reigns is probably going to miss about a year. You know what I mean? And that was your top dog. Least. Like, that was your, like, top dog. You know what I mean?
You fired John Cena.
Right, you got bit by the injury bug, which I understand, but at the same time, you haven't done a good enough job of like, you know, God bless, I love you, Nate, and I like everybody out there that likes Dean Ambrose, more power to you. You like who you like. Whatever's keeping you invested, please continue to invest in wrestling or WWE or whatever. But you have not created or let Dean Ambrose be the kind of guy where it's like, now you're the champion of Raw because Brock's not here. And that sucks because you're meh. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so Seth Rollins, who I love, right? But at the same time, I must admit that let's look at their three biggest competitors, okay? New Japan, Ring of Honor, and NXT, okay?
Yeah.
And I look at, like, the dude in those companies, and, like, Seth Rollins to me in WWE does not feel like Kenny Omega in New Japan. Does not feel like Cody in Ring of Honor until I know his contract just expired, but bear with me, it just happened.
He doesn't even feel like Jay Lethal.
Right, he doesn't even feel, right.
Or Matt Taven.
And in NXT, there's no way that he feels like Tommaso Ciampa, and neither does Dean Ambrose. Whoever you need these people to compare to, no one does.
Yeah.
So it would be like, well, Rollins doesn't, but. It's like, no, there is no but. Because Ambrose doesn't, because Balor doesn't, because Strowman doesn't, because no one does.
Yeah.
So it's like, that they have got only themselves to blame here. And, like, look, again, WWE coming out and being like, all right, now we'll try. I am going to glass half full that thing and be like, awesome.
Great.
They're going to try.
Because when you do, it's really good.
But there is something to be said about the fact that, yeah, the fact that you're coming out here and being like, now I'm going to try a grand implication that before you had not been.
Right, exactly.
Which is frustrating.
Right. Oh, no. Well, and that's been my biggest... That's been my biggest problem going forward with everything with Roman Reigns for the past couple of years. You know, and before all the Roman Reigns, like, pro supporters jumped down my throat, the thing is that for better or worse, a majority of your fan base did not like the Roman Reigns experience.
Yeah.
And the WWE decision makers, I said it from the inception, that he was the personification of poor decision making by WWE.
Sure.
It had nothing to do with Joe Anoa'i.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Sure.
And that's ultimately what happened. You had that fatigue. You wore your audience down where it was like, we finally got over the Cena thing and we started liking people and it felt organic. And now all of a sudden you're doing John Cena again. And so, yeah, when All In becomes a success and then all of a sudden you find out that Cody and the Bucks are in bed with the Jacksonville Jaguars owner, who's probably as rich as Vince.
If not richer.
Yeah, right.
Richer.
Because
Vince McMahon's one of those guys that, like, Vince McMahon is worth close to $1 billion in that way that he would have to sell every asset he owns. And that would accumulate $1 billion.
Right. Correct.
It's not like that kind of thing where, like, Bob Kraft is a billionaire because he has $1 billion.
In the bank.
Right, exactly.
Several billion.
Exactly. See, that kind of thing. Vince McMahon is a billionaire, like I said, in the sense that if he sold all of his stock and all of his cars and all of his homes and the jet.
His assets.
Right,
are,
then they would accumulate $1 billion.
Right. His net worth.
Right. He could, and by the way, neither could I, but he could not write you a check for $1 billion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whereas a lot of these NFL owners could do that.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Well, and because for all of the NFL owners, this is their second gig.
Right. Yes. No. Yeah. Exactly. They're like paper people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. And now right. I own a football team because that'd be fun. Huh?
Yeah.
Like literally, that's what John Henry did. He's like, you know, what'd be great. I'd love to own Fenway Park. What a park to own. You know what I mean. Do I have to buy the Red Sox too? Oh, bother. You know what I mean. Yeah. Throw them in the bag. We are the lines are open, and we definitely do want to hear what you think about this shakeup and your hopes and your expectations. And we have a call on the line at 508-202-1624. It is Vince McMahon.
Talk about a guy who has some pretty high expectations as of late. Jeff in Buffalo, New York is on the line. Wants to talk about Elias. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Elias.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I met you guys in New Orleans, so great. Obviously, great show.
Thanks so much, man. We appreciate
that. I think Elias is probably, he's sort of like in purgatory right now with WWE, where he has so much potential, and I think they see it, but they don't know what to quite do with it just yet. And, I feel like if there was like a television title where he could work his way up, battling Lashley or something that he could get him over even more, they have a bona fide star on their hands. And it's like they don't even know what they're to do with this guy. And they're focusing so much more on the story that just bored the hell out of people at TLC with Rollins and Ambrose. And then they got this whole story over here that's just so much more interesting to me, at least, that, they just, well, and maybe we'll see more of it in the future with the new regime coming or the new, listen to the people. But just your thoughts on Elias and where do you think they're going to be heading?
Jeff, thanks so much for giving us a call, man. We're going to take as many as we can, but let's definitely talk about that because I do have thoughts. And it was awesome to meet you, buddy, and thank you for listening to the show. So here's the thing. I said this on our TLC post show, and I meant it then, and I mean it now. It drives Bill bonkers, but I am a tremendously huge Brock Lesnar fan. Got to be one of the biggest ones standing, right, when it comes to Brock Lesnar. Love right. Brock Lesnar. However, same breath, it is time for the Universal title
right.
to be part of Raw
right.
for several reasons. Again, this is all the theme of this conversation is everything is we are a culmination. This shakeup is the culmination of a lot of not caring, a lot of effort, and a lot of sleeping in that got to the point where you had to go
right.
put up or shut up, right? With Brock Lesnar, I love Lesnar. I think there's tremendous value in theory, on paper, in a vacuum of him being the Universal Champion. He's the biggest star in the company. He is the biggest star in fighting, like star other than Conor right. McGregor in fighting, right? And the guy's got inherent value. I don't have to tell you why Brock Lesnar's a good asset to have, right? However, now, like Jeff said, shouldn't Elias be the Intercontinental Champion? Shouldn't Bobby Lashley be the Intercontinental yeah. Champion? Because here's the thing. I like the idea of you having people that are a big deal want the Intercontinental title. We've talked about that. I think Finn Balor would be a tremendous Intercontinental Champion right now.
Right.
Drew McIntyre would be a tremendous Intercontinental Champion right now, right? But the idea of Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose wanting the Intercontinental title, in theory, okay, cool, I like that. However, it is out of complete necessity, and these yeah. are two guys that are former WWE champions. They should be frying bigger fish.
Absolutely.
Elias and Bobby Lashley should be frying bigger fish.
Well, the caller brought it up, right? He said, shouldn't they have like the TV title or something? No. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins should have the Universal title,
right.
And those two should have the Intercontinental title.
Yep.
The amount of titles is not the problem.
It should not increase.
It definitely shouldn't increase. If anything, it should decrease.
But I get what Jeff is saying. It's right. because it's like
they're fighting for nothing.
Because what Jeff is saying is like, well, Raw only has the one belt, and it's like it doesn't though. You know what I mean? WWE right. has made it that way.
Well, because I'm okay with Brock Lesnar working the schedule he works because it's like The Undertaker, right? And from circa like 2014 to 2016, right?
Yep.
Where it's like, hey, I'm going to show up, a little bit, but my main thing's going to be, the big shows, and that's where I'm going to be. And it's like, yeah, that's fine for Brock, but you know what? Get the belt off him
yep.
so that nothing's going to change if Brock Lesnar shows up and just beats up people.
Right. See, that's the thing. You had an opportunity on Monday. We talked about this off the air.
Yeah.
When I get why, in theory, you had people that were disgruntled kick Baron Corbin to death in the alley, right? I understand that.
Yeah.
Still don't quite
after they played football.
Still don't quite understand. Yeah. Well, Tommy, this set looks just like the real alley right over there.
Did you see that
this
picture?
Is a real Hollywood movie.
Did you see that picture I tagged you in?
Which one?
It was a guy, and it was a guy who was very handsome, but looked very similar to Tommy Wiseau, and it said
but it can't be both.
Well, no, no. So the caption read. This is what Tommy Wiseau thinks he looks like in his head.
Okay.
And then somebody commented and goes, how dare you? Nobody knows what's in that man's head.
He's my favorite person that's alive is Tommy Wiseau. But
how dare you? How dare you?
You're my favorite customer.
You're my favorite customer. Oh, see, now I completely, because now I'm just thinking about the rump. What were we talking about?
Baron Corbin got kicked in the alley, and we want Brock Lesnar to come in.
There you go. That would have been their moment for Brock Lesnar. Like, I understand why you did it. I still don't quite understand why Gable and Rude are mad about yeah. getting a tag team shot,
and
title
then winning.
Shot, and winning it. I don't know why they're like, yeah, you asshole.
Yeah, you dickhead.
But they were there, too, because nothing makes sense. But that would have been a great shot for you to be like, all right, Baron, if you want to be the boss of this show, just beat the show's champion. Who is that again? Oh, yeah, Brock fuck damn Lesnar.
Here he is.
And here comes this guy, and he yeah. just, like, again, like Michael Cole getting beaten out of his shoes, kind of yeah. three-minute beatdown, and then Lesnar's just like, look at that, I wrestled on Raw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because what the point, and that would have been a great use of your champion in the state he's it's in. But to Jeff's point, which I really do agree with, is like, yeah, we need to move past this, because I love the idea of all the things, like I've said this 1,000 times, all the things that Brock could be doing sound great, but guess what? We just haven't been doing them. We aren't going to start now. Yeah. He's going to lose the title at WrestleMania.
Or Royal Rumble.
And I sincerely, and even me, this is coming from me, sincerely hope he doesn't win it again. I don't think he's going to. I don't think he'd have this win without Roman Reigns being in the situation he's in. But yeah, it is absolutely time. And to have the Universal title, be part of the show again. It hasn't in years.
Yeah.
Bill Goldberg won that championship in early 2017, like very early 2017.
No, he won it late 2016.
No, he beat
no,
Brock.
No, that was 17. He won it Fastlane.
He beat Brock in November and then got the championship match the month before WrestleMania.
He beat Kevin Owens.
He beat Kevin Owens at Fastlane before WrestleMania?
Yeah. Right.
He beat he beat Brock to come yeah. back at Survivor Series in November. He was in the yeah. Royal Rumble. Got
yeah,
eliminated.
I thought Fastlane was in December.
No.
Fastlane was either February or March.
Yeah, Goldberg, okay. He beat Lesnar in November. He got eliminated okay. by The Undertaker in the Royal Rumble in January, won the championship from Owens in February, and then dropped it to Brock.
Okay.
And so, like, look, it's been we're getting very, very close to, let's just call it 2 years.
Right.
Because Goldberg turned into Brock, turned into The Shield for a month and a half or something, turned right back into Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And so this Universal title, unequivocally, just needs to be part of this show. It's time. Because you're right, there's just guys over here. It's like, even NXT was like, we just have too much going on for, we have to give Ricochet something to do.
Yeah,
we
right.
We have to.
Well, we have to give Adam Cole something to do.
Right, exactly. And the Velveteen Dream needs to win something in this company. Because right. there's no guarantee he wins the NXT title. Yeah. He'll absolutely hold the North American title. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's got to mean something, but all that, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, yes, make the men, make Raw
great again.
No. Make the Universal title part of Raw, because it's just, you're starting to really feel it. And like, and it affects the ratings, it affects fan confidence, it affects the numbers,
right.
to the point where Vince McMahon has to come out and be like, I'm sorry, I stopped caring.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, literally, I just...
That is what I felt.
That's what the announcement was. That was them, yeah. that was them being, like, even Stephanie goes, we haven't been doing a very good job. And it's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're goddamn right.
You've been focusing on all the stupid shit.
Before we take we'll take a quick break and come back and talk more about the shakeup and what we hope for
yeah.
from the SmackDown side of things as well. And the lines are open if you want to give us a call, 508-202-1624. Jeff did. You can too. But I do think it's the most devious plot ever laid out in the history of the World Wrestling Federation.
Oh.
They made us the authority.
Yeah.
So now, when the show's still bad,
it's us.
It's our fault.
Yeah, I know. I know. Those
assholes. That's the best trick ever pulled. You are the devil.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right, because like, you're not going to listen.
Yeah, that is it's the show is going to, like, and again, I think they're actually going to do
try.
Things that'll make you, yeah, that'll
yeah.
make you, that'll make you.
Because when
okay.
they do try, it's good.
I agree with you. And the guy that makes NXT was in the ring on Monday. So
yeah,
it's like, just
right.
listen to that, asshole. Like, if Triple H and Paul Heyman could just, like,
take over.
Yeah, like, tie Vince up for a month. You know what I mean? And just do some stuff. And
imagine how good that show would be.
Yeah, if Triple H and Paul Heyman were in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be swell. It would almost be like 2003. remember how much fun we all had in 2003, everybody? It was a great year for pro wrestling. Imagine that. Triple H was running Raw.
Yes. Heyman was running SmackDown.
Yeah, big fat. Victorian era Triple H was over there on Raw running
yeah.
things, and Paul Heyman was on SmackDown running things, and nobody complained about nothing.
So true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so but yeah, true. That's the most like evil gotcha plan in the world. It was like, you're in charge. And it's just like, oh, great. Can we have like Drew McIntyre be the Universal Champion? No. Here's the electric bill, though. It's your problem now.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I love this.
Shareholder comes with responsibility. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more about the SmackDown side of things. Again, if you want to, we'll take your calls. We could talk TLC if you want to. But SmackDown Live also made some changes. Feels like a different show to me more so already than Raw, which is awesome. There's a bunch to talk about WWE's big shakeup, and then we'll announce we have awards. Go to the website. We'll talk about a bunch of stuff. Don't go anywhere. It's a podcast. You can hit fast forward if you have to. But please don't.
Times two.
Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda, but it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie J. Makowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
You know the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show is the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
But what if we told you that there's also a show for fans of all kinds to do the same?
That show is Late Night Liam. Show hosted by myself, Liam Stryker.
And me, Bill Neville. Join us immediately following NAI Pod every Wednesday as we dive into pop culture, sports, current events, and more.
Can't listen live? No worries. Late Night Liam can be downloaded on demand exclusively on the NAI Network channel. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and all podcast platforms.
Once again, join Late Night Liam live every Wednesday following NAI Pod.
When you and fans of all kinds can connect, discuss, and be heard.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville. No chance, that's what
you got. Up against a machine too strong. I will say that it is always incredibly hilarious to me at how hypocritical people are, where it's like, Vince sucks. Vince is out of touch. I hate Vince. I wish Vince would die. I wish Vince would go away. And then all of a sudden, this music hits. It's like, oh my God, Vince McMahon is here!
That is an uncanny impression. I can hear the tweets.
It's just the entrance, though. It's always been iconic.
Well, it's because it's, you know.
It's fun.
It's just like Hogan. Like, no one wants to admit it, but if Hogan showed up, you'd scream. Right. And
when the music's over, it's back to normal.
It's entertainment, baby. It's like, it's. I'm not telling you it's right. I'm not telling you it's wrong. I'm just telling you the way that it is. It's just like, look, you know, Stone. I can't believe we're going to talk about this. Stone Cold hit his wife. You know what I mean? And you don't care.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And Vince McMahon's a bad person, and you've never actually cared enough to do anything about it.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's the way it is. It's just, you don't actually, you know, dance, clown. You know what I mean? That's what people actually care about. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, we got a new subscriber on Twitch Prime.
Yay! Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. And oh, by the way, on Twitch.tv/New... Not on Twitch. This will be on a different platform. Right after the show. We'll be live on Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. We got a bunch of new Patreons. Including John. We had somebody message me just the other day and talk about it. Steve is back in the game. We've had a bunch of people that come in to join and have a good time.
Yeah, H1RRO.
Yep.
Find us on Twitter, message us, because if you're going to be a subscriber for the month, we'll figure out a way to get you rewards that's good as a Patreon for me anyway.
Yeah, sure. We can definitely make that happen for people as well. If you want the Patreon rewards, go to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV and subscribe today. Again, you can get commercial-free content on our Twitch channel. And if you have Amazon Prime, if you signed up for Amazon Prime for your TV, for shipping, free shipping and all that stuff, you have one free subscription.
It's Jay Goose. He's already, he's on Patreon already.
Well, you get twice as much. You can listen to the show twice. You have our full permission.
Yeah.
But we're going to be live on Patreon. That's the new gimmick we got going on over here. So when this show ends, the fun is just getting started, and we will take the exclusive show live immediately following this. So it's just like this show. It's an extension of the show. If you're listening on audio, it's in a whole other segment. If you're watching on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV or on Periscope or however you're taking this show in, if you're watching us live on Twitter, if you're watching this on YouTube, it's just an extension of that experience as well with video and fun stuff. And it's even more interactive because we basically pick a topic and sit around and talk about it as a big group. And it's very fun.
Also, Brando, give us a call. I didn't just steal your thunder because your take is different from mine.
Okay. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. And if you want to give us a call, you can at 508-202-1624, 508-202-1624. So here's the thing about Raw, right? As we get it and shift over to SmackDown, but here's the thing about Raw is what I think they tried to do is go like, and again, it's very much like your girlfriend screams at you and goes, "You don't bring me flowers. You don't take me to dinner anymore. When was the last time we went to the movies?" And she had to scream at you, but in your defense, the next night you came home with flowers and took her to dinner and went to the movies, right? Now look. Is she psyched that she had to scream this at you for a year before you finally did it? No, but it's nice that you did. And what I saw on Raw was a few mea culpa kind of things, and you mentioned a couple of them.
Yep.
You want Tyler Breeze? You keep telling us you want these guys that we keep holding down and not using, and everybody keeps tweeting me that Tyler Breeze is the best. Tyler Breeze is on Raw. We're going to make him look competitive.
He looked real good.
Against the Intercontinental Champion. A lot of people thought he might win, right? Cool. You keep telling me the Revival are the greatest thing in the whole wide world, and I don't know how to use them, and I'm old and dumb, and if the Revival were the tag team champions, the ratings would be through the roof. Fine. The Revival won. They're the number one contenders for these tag team titles, and in fact, they got a much easier road in beating Roode and Gable than they ever did against beating the AOP. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. There's Baron Corbin is dead, at least for now. You know what I mean? I'm sure he'll wrestle again.
Well, he's going to wrestle Seth Rollins. And
right. They'll do something with him, but he's no longer the worst general manager they've had to date.
And they had Bret Hart,
right? Yeah, and so he's gone, and that's so sort of how I see Raw being like, we're not gonna just tell you, we are gonna show you. # Bray Wyatt. And with SmackDown, there was a couple things that I think, and SmackDown's already felt different than Raw for a while now, and I get that, but just opening the show with what I believe was supposed to feel like a behind the scenes, you know, wrestling's a show.
Well, that's how I felt.
They lined them all up and told him about Paige.
Yeah,
like the fact that they had like almost like a Rogue Cam feel to it.
They did a better job of presenting it that way, but that's how I felt that the four of them coming out on Raw felt, where it was like, look, here's the deal. We're not going to say show, and we're not going to say like the show elements and things like that. But yeah. SmackDown did a much better job at it, but you're right. It felt far more like a, hey, look, we just let you in on this thing that happened.
I think what they wanted you to feel like was that they started the broadcast at 7:59 for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you saw what they were really, the pre-show meeting, and then they were like, you know, all right, now lights, camera, action kind of thing.
Because it felt like, look, it was like, hey, guys, we just want to let you know that, like, Paige isn't going to be the GM anymore, but we're still going to use her. We're going to keep her around.
What do you think about that? Just really quick, because I know we got a call, but just really quick. Because I got to be really honest with you. Unless she replaces Otunga on commentary, I'm not exactly sure what to do with her.
I don't either. A person that can't physically perform, unless she's going to go back and be the manager for Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose.
Yeah, which doesn't feel the right answer.
Doesn't feel like the right answer, but that's kind of the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
You know,
because that's so fleeting and temporary.
Right.
And they're not even a group anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
we have to stick them back together just for that.
Right. And so I don't know. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do with Paige. Because the unfortunate thing is she can't wrestle.
Yeah. Eric's listening live and he says, New Day eating steak in front of Daniel Bryan is why they rock. That is exactly why. Did you see that?
Yes.
They're just in Big E just making direct eye contact with him, eating a steak with his hands. Just like, hey, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not a vegan.
Yeah.
You can't make me.
Yeah.
This is the body of a carnivore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Big E Langston.
Moose.
We know that Eric's listening live. He had a couple questions. So here's another good one, too. Speaking of what are they going to do with people, they had vignettes that both Owens and Zayn are going to return. Eric wants to know what we think they're going to do with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Does that give you reason for hope that they're on their way back? I'm surprised they're announcing this because I heard that it would be a miracle for Owens to work WrestleMania, and it's December.
Yeah. I think they didn't put any dates. I think that
if they say coming soon and he comes back in 6 months, isn't that sort of a dick thing to do?
a little bit. But the idea was far more like, look, here's the deal. You want fresh, you want new. This is fresh and new. And look, these guys are back on the horizon, you know? So I think that that's more what that was.
Yeah.
Cause it was like that six pack of things. It's like,
they're just telling us that these guys were alive. It's like, remember, Kevin Owens does exist. And you're like, all right, I do like him.
Yeah.
I am glad he's
one. And then Sami Zayn coming and tweeting and be like, look, I had time to reflect and I'm sorry, I'm not going to be a dick anymore.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm coming back, babyface.
Yeah.
Just don't ask any questions. Just here we go.
Yeah. Look, I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly what this is. It's just like, look, I'm going to be a babyface when I come back. You don't care. Right. Let's just roll with it.
Yeah. It was kind of stupid. Right. Okay, cool. We're moving on. Great.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Great. I don't have any further questions, Your Honor. And again, we have a call on the line. Let's go ahead and take that call that's on the line. Who we got?
Brandon gave us a call from Chicago, wants to backpack on Liam's point from earlier about Vince's entrance. Go ahead, Brandon.
Brandon, how are you? I miss you.
I miss you guys. And when Liam calls you out, you got a call. So, Liam, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I was thinking the same thing, but even more so to kind of take it further, when Raw is bad, what's the first thing everyone says is, well, that's because Vince is in charge. Then Vince comes out on Monday and says, everything's going to be okay because now I'm in charge. And everyone's like, hey, Raw's going to be safe.
He's right.
It makes me not so optimistic that anything's going to change long term. Now, Raw might be really great next week, but that doesn't mean that it's going to continue to be good throughout the weeks. You know, Raw hasn't been bad 52 straight weeks. There have been good weeks. Usually the strange thing is Raw will be good the following after a pay-per-view. And then I'm like, okay, let's build on this. And then it's bad for three more weeks.
Yep.
And that's what I think is going to happen. I think Raw might be awesome this next coming week. And then it's like, okay, then you need to build on that.
Yep. No, Brandon.
And
no,
I'm just not sure that's going
to
happen.
Brandon, no argument. Because I definitely think part of this, to Brandon's point, too, about like you talk about how Vince McMahon eats all the shit in the sandwich when Raw's bad or whatever. Like, part of this, and again, I'm really not being pessimistic here in general. I am optimistic about the fact that this is happening. But I'm going to walk both sides of the line here because, you know, we got to talk about the whole thing. Is that there is absolutely an element that Vince McMahon stood in that ring with three other people to go, all right, we're all doing this now. So now, if you like something, we all did it. Fine, I'll take that. But if you don't like something, well, God, Mr. Perfect down there that can't do anything wrong,
right,
and all this NXT stuff, and I'm Vince McMahon. One day I promise I'll watch a TakeOver. I heard they're great. You know what I mean? I feel like TakeOver is like House of Cards.
Actually, and that's kind of a point that you made that, if it's bad, hey, we did what you asked, and it's still bad.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that point, but that's kind of funny, and that kind of might be ringing true.
Yeah, Brandon, you're in charge now. You're the authority.
Yeah.
So if Raw's ratings plummet again, it's Brandon's fault.
Yeah, it's your fault.
It's brilliant. It's genius.
The real question is when do I get to start writing?
Well, you're in charge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all are. It's like the Packers. It's like we all should be able to like draw up one play.
But we all know what will happen. Do you ever watch Twitch? Because we are on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
That is
we also just got a brand new Twitch Prime subscriber.
Woo!
Das Phantom Geist.
Yes.
So,
use your Amazon Prime to subscribe for free. Jeff Bezos doesn't need your money. We do.
Yeah. And so... So go ahead and subscribe. Use your Twitch Prime.
Yeah.
But did you ever watch Twitch play Pokemon?
No.
So the entirety of Twitch was playing Pokemon, and it was the original Red and Blue, right? Red or Blue.
Okay.
And so...
got everybody on the platform to do it?
In the comments was what everybody would say to do. So it would go in order.
Okay.
So if it would be like up, left, right, left, right, left.
Chaos.
Yeah, it was absolute chaos. Well, because there was a faction of people that developed that were just like, we will always go down. Down is what we will do. And that was like a faction of people that existed.
They sound really cool.
They do sound really cool.
That you'd go on a Pokemon Twitch stream and be the down gang.
Yeah.
You guys sound awesome.
But anyway, that's kind of what I feel like is going to happen. When they said that, that's what I was reminded of. Okay. Where it's like, oh yeah, no, there's going to be a group of people that's just going to torpedo this show just because.
Yeah, so I really do feel like NXT TakeOver is like Vince McMahon's House of Cards. It's like, I've heard it's great. Yeah. I'm sure I'll binge it sometime. I gotta watch. I gotta check it out.
I got a bunch of other things.
I got so many other shows, but I've heard good things. And that's what it is. So, I mean, with him, with Vince, Brandon's right. There's absolutely an element of like, yeah, what Vince McMahon did was on Monday go like, okay, maybe this hasn't been max effort here. But now there's a whole new list of people to blame with me. We good?
Yeah,
you know what right. I mean? And so there's right. absolutely a protect your ass element here. Because for the life of me, as a new authority member, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, right.
I don't know where to report. Where's to the meetings. Meeting? I don't know where I'm going.
Is there a production meeting?
I don't know. Parking pass? I got nothing over here.
Are we going to do it at 4 in the afternoon?
Brandon, thank you so much for being a Patreon and an awesome dude. And we miss you a million times over. Are you going to WrestleMania?
Not this year. No.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, it's already in the talks. Me and my wife are already talking about the following year. So we're looking forward to hopefully doing that. Is that
where it is? They haven't made an announcement. Okay. We found out a fun piece of information, Brandon, and then we'll let you go. They made an obligation, a contractual obligation to the Superdome to be there once every 5 years for like the next like 20 years or something.
Yeah.
So like they're going to do like 4 more of these things over the next 20 years or so. So they're going to go to New Orleans. If it's not next year, it's 2 more years or something like that. But it's every 5 years they're going to be in New Orleans at least once.
I heard Orlando again.
Oh, sign me up.
Yes, please.
I need to be there with you guys. I need to do that.
Just not fuck damn Minnesota. No. I'm not going to take vacation days to go to Minnesota in March.
No.
You can't make
no.
me. Brandon, we love you. Thank you so much. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. You get to talk to Brandon, too. But there is absolutely an element of that, of self-preservation here.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, look. See that guy? You like Shane, right? You like fucking Shane. Well, Shane and Triple H are also making decisions here. Will somebody at them for once? you know what I mean? Like right. when
my intern hates reading the Twitter.
Yeah, my social media guy killed himself. You know what I mean? Because he just feels like he's working for the worst, most incompetent, evil man in the world. You know what I mean?
And we all know who that really is.
And that's my buddy. 508-202-1624 if you want to talk about this thing with us. What I do want to talk about, in addition to, because like I said, just bringing it back to SmackDown, I do not know what we're going to do with Paige now.
No,
I don't either. Part of me kind of thinks she's going to replace Otunga on commentary. So we got a female commentator on both shows. Something for her to do. She's not terrible at it. But unless she's going to go become a trainer and have that be a non-glamorous, you still work for the company job kind of thing, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what... I wouldn't know. And that's not a thing on Paige.
No, I just don't know what to do with you.
Because like you said, what do we do with Baron Corbin now? He's probably going to wrestle again.
Yeah.
All right, what if I told you Paige can't?
Right. So I'm going to... seeing I have the power, apparently, if I call you out... if Colin doesn't call in, if Colin doesn't call in, during the show at any point, then he is complacent in how great Elias is.
He's going to drift with Elias.
I think that's a fair statement.
So let's talk about this. Heavy Machinery, Liberty Bell.
Yep.
Ethan Carter III.
Yep. Did you see what Dixie Carter tweeted out?
Yeah, that was so funny.
No. Dixie Carter tweeted out, it blurred out everybody except for EC3. She was like, great job, nephew. You're making your aunt proud.
Yeah. But it's so funny because they'll never tell you what that stands for.
No.
They'd rather you think it stands for Edge and Christian cubed.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Than Ethan Carter III.
Yeah, I
know. You know what I mean? They're never going to tell you what that stands for. But let's see. It's Heavy Machinery, Ethan Carter, EC3, the Liberty Bell.
Cross.
Nikki Cross.
Lars Sullivan.
That's right, yeah. Lars Sullivan, who I do not like, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, Lars Sullivan is just terrible.
We know stuff about that guy we can't talk about publicly, but one day I'm sure it will come out publicly and we can corroborate the stories. I feel like there's one more. Is that it? That might be it. Who were you excited about coming up and how and why?
Liberty Bell, probably the most.
I feel like, am I missing anything?
Yeah, I think so, because it's...
Oh, I think you're thinking
Lars?
Heavy Machinery's two people.
Yeah, and there was six people on the graphic, right? So Heavy Machinery, Nikki Cross, Liberty Bell, who are those two people, Ethan Carter, and Lars Sullivan. We got them all.
Yeah. Okay.
Who are you excited about? Where would you send people? Who's got the highest ceiling? These are the new parts of this show that they talked about.
The person that has the highest ceiling is probably Ethan Carter III.
I think so.
He's yeah.
38. He's like sneaky old.
Yeah, but even still, he can slot right in.
35, I think.
He can slot right in and be at least a mid-card champion for you right away.
Sure.
You know, if Bobby Lashley can hold that fort down, Ethan Carter can stand toe-to-toe with him. I've seen it.
I think Ethan Carter is Bobby Roode prime.
Yeah.
You know how I think Daniel Bryan's now finally hit Daniel Bryan prime status?
Yeah.
I think Ethan Carter III is what Bobby Roode was kind of on pace to be, sort of, which was this unbelievable, narcissist.
Yeah.
Like, because Bobby Roode.
Narcissist?
Narcissist. Like, yeah, you just got to get a bunch of mirrors and sparklers and he'll be Luger. But this narcissist, Erica, because people that follow Bobby Roode since TNA know he used to be called the It Factor. Yeah. And there was much more of, like, even, like, if you think his entrance was big now, it clearly is because somebody screams the word glorious. But, I mean, he would do that. He had this really cool entrance where it almost felt like this, like, slow, like, dramatic music with spotlights and stuff.
Yeah.
And the robes were just as dazzly. And
he had more colors.
And his whole thing was what we got in the early days of him in NXT, which is, I wear the best suits. I look like a champion.
I'm Ric Flair,
right? And now he's not and all that stuff because he's 40 and he's in a tag team and he's a good guy, which is all stupid. Ethan Carter III has the potential to come out and be like, I have 1% body fat. Yeah. I wear great clothes. I'm incredibly cocky.
The 1%, 1%.
Right, exactly. If he wants to be like that dude, he looks the part and he can play the part. I don't think he's ever going to be the WWE champion. But yeah, if you told me that he like went in there to like become the United States champion or something and have you try to care about that belt, cool. Let's do that. I do not have super crazy high hopes for Lars Sullivan.
Oh, Lars Sullivan will be out of this company in 2 years.
I just don't think it's like it just...
You're not
Braun Strowman.
You're not Braun Strowman and...
I got you. I already got you. I got an ogre.
Right. Right. That's exactly it. And you're not as versatile. Yeah, basically, there's two ends of the spectrum here, right? And both are his replacement. You're not as big and ooga booga and scary as Braun Strowman, and you're not as big and athletic as Dominik Dijakovic.
Or Rusev.
But I think...
Because you're the same body type as Rusev. Rusev's awesome.
Right. And so both of those guys, all three of those guys, are better than Lars Sullivan. Like...
Yeah.
Lars, right. You're not...
His best... If you just like slot people into roles, and I'm not talking he's going to have a multi-time championship Hall of Fame career, but what I guess you'd slot him in is like Mark Henry.
Yeah.
A big, tough, out, bruisey, big, you know what I mean?
I'm big, I'm scary.
Right, and you gotta put him on SmackDown because he can't be on the same show as Braun Strowman. He can't. It sucks already that he's going to be on the same show as Samoa Joe and take time and attention away from Joe, but he can't be on the same show with Braun Strowman, or he'll just his whole thing is my size is terrifying. It's like, what happens when it's not?
Yeah, what happens when it's not? What happens when you're not actually good at this?
Right, or the biggest guy here.
Right,
that's the biggest thing. So what if you're not the biggest guy here? So we got to constantly put you in an environment where you're the biggest guy there. So I think he'll go on SmackDown, and he'll be whatever. He'll be as good as they want him to be in theory, but I don't think he's terrific.
I also don't think that anybody likes him. Like the crowd wise.
Right. I love Liberty Bell.
Yep.
I adore Liberty Bell.
She's sneaky good.
She is. She's great at her character, which is like this debutante, like military wife wants. She's damn near close to a MAGA woman. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just, she does a great job of getting heat. The only thing I don't love about her isn't even really her fault per se, but her finishing move is just a like Big Show style punch. And it's like, I don't like closed fist punch finishers because I just think that's. You know, we wrestled and wrestled and wrestled, and then I just knocked you in the jaw. And that's the end of
with
that.
With a move that's, like, technically illegal.
Yeah, and there's punches thrown in wrestling matches all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But this one, I meant it.
Yeah, no, Triple H, one of Triple H's, like, signature Triple H things is he, like kind of hops at you and punches you in the face.
Yeah, it's there's punches all the time. Undertaker's known for throwing soup bones. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, it's like a part of the thing. So I just don't like closed punch finishers, especially from a 135-pound woman like she is.
Yeah, right.
But whatever. She's still great, and she'll do well.
Because it's like there are face strikes, but there's no pomp and circumstance to it. Like the moonshot. from CJ Parker.
Yeah.
His moonshot was a palm strike to the forehead, and there was like a little bit more pomp and circumstance to it. Yeah. And yeah,
it's much better than John Cena's lightning punch.
his Super Saiyan punch.
What do you think of Heavy Machinery? Because I believe that Heavy Machinery are, I'll call them a victim, even though I do not care because I love the other guys so much. I think they're a victim of War Machine being a big deal in NXT.
Yeah.
Because you're like round, powerful guy. It's like, no, Raymond Rowe and Todd Warbeard Hansen,
yeah,
that you are in, you got that.
Yeah.
You got that.
Here's the thing. There's a couple of, those Heavy Machinery got bumped up to the main roster. One, to bolster the divisions, because WWE has seriously just ignored the tag team divisions, right? You need teams, because Bobby Roode and Chad Gable can't be your tag team champions. You're really lucky that Sheamus and Cesaro has worked out as well as it has.
Yeah.
Because they feel like a team.
They got the three best tag teams in the company.
Yeah. Right. But you look at Heavy Machinery, you jack them up. But Heavy Machinery, it does feel like the same thing that happened to Natty's wife, Natty's husband, Tyson Kidd, and Tyler Breeze, right? Where it was like, hey, you both are on pace to be big deals in NXT and potentially NXT champions. But then Kevin Steen, Fergal Devitt, and Kenta showed up. And it's like, oh, well, sorry.
Bye.
Sorry.
Yep.
And so the same thing happened with Heavy Machinery, where it's like, yeah, you're on pace to be this like good NXT tag team and the next like homegrown tag team. And then it was like, nah, I don't know. Red Dragon showed up, and then War Machine's here. And it's like, well, I can't have you be big, scary, heavy hitting people when I have two Vikings, yep, that are just running house on everybody.
Two things really quick. Fernando loves the name Liberty Bell for Lacey Evans, and he's listening live from Puerto Rico. So hello from Puerto Rico. And the second thing is, you're 100% right. And this to me feels 110% like a Triple H thing.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like, it's like, okay, we need to bring up a couple guys, a couple women. We should bring up a tag team. And yeah. Triple H goes, well, you can't have the War Raiders.
Yeah, right.
And I do still need the, you know, O'Reilly and Fish. And
yep.
And
I need.
They're still the tag champs, yeah?
Yeah, I need Undisputed Era, right, together.
Right, I need them down there. I need my tag champs. You can't have the War Raiders, sorry. You can't have them.
Yeah.
And then forgive my ignorance, but I can't really think of a ton of NXT tag teams right now. And so they were the reason you come up, because it's just like, yeah, I get to make sure you know that little fat guy isn't my big deal. It's Todd. You know what I mean? And that, yeah, and you can't have anybody else. So, yeah, if you need a tag team, you can have Heavy Machinery, because I don't care about their success as much as I do about the War Raiders.
We're doing,
signed Triple H.
We're doing great in the Twitch department today.
Yay.
We got another one, Headstrong Live, subscribed with Twitch Prime.
Twitch.tv.
It costs you nothing.
Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. If you already have Amazon Prime, you get to subscribe to somebody on Twitch for free. Even if you're like, guys, I don't watch Twitch, great. Just subscribe anyway. It costs you nothing, and you never even have to watch it. You can just subscribe anyway. It's all the same. We'd rather you watch.
Yeah.
However, you know.
Yeah, because we're trying to get to, we're an affiliate right now. We'd love to get to partner, but we got to get the stream numbers up.
There we go. Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
Yeah.
In 2019, that is going to be where you find the most entertaining wrestling. That is going to be sports entertainment like you haven't seen on Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. And again, if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe with Twitch Prime for free. Please do so. Yeah, but that felt like a Triple H decision to me, of them getting called up.
Yeah.
And I am most optimistic out of the group for Nikki Cross. I just think that she's different. She, to me, is what I've always kind of wanted Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt to be, which is like, nah, I'm not like quirky crazy. I'm like,
kooky crazy.
I might bite your nose off in the match crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that was like Tommaso Ciampa tweeted like, hey, your type of crazy's welcome here, but those other five personalities, no.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, right. And so, like, I think she'll do the best, because in a world where, like, Ethan Carter III will not be the first muscular narcissist, right?
Yeah.
And Heavy Machinery will not be the first big bruise and tag team, right?
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, Nikki Cross, in this environment, moment will be the first girl since in this company.
Gail Kim.
Right.
Well, so, no, not even Gail Kim.
Remember Victoria?
Yeah.
And like kind of AJ Lee. But again, AJ Lee was like that crazy in the way it's like, I kissed two boys and don't know what I want. And I skip. And it's like, all right. Meanwhile, Nikki Cross like was like, oh, I might rip my hair out on pay-per-view. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like that, they don't have that.
Hi, I'm Female Mankind.
Right. They don't, there you go. They don't have that. You know what I mean? Like they have several people that fit molds, but like to Nia Jax's credit, they do not have another 300-pound woman that doesn't mind acknowledging her weight and looking three times. She looks like the roster in a trench coat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so they don't have that. So why does Nia Jax stand out? Because they don't have that. We saw that somebody tried to call and then dropped the line. We can take a call if you want at 508-202-1NAI.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on Brando.
There you go.
Not Brando.
Colin. I'm sure he's like gonna like listen Thursday morning.
I can't
and be
wait.
So mad.
Yeah, because the thing is that if Colin doesn't call in by the end of the show,
he's a drifter.
He admits how big of a fan he is without ever actually having to say
your
it.
Silence speaks volumes.
Silence speaks volumes, man.
Colin. So I think that Nikki Cross is gonna do well. What I like about SmackDown already, beyond the segment that was just like, look, Paige is not getting fired, but we're getting rid of the job. We're not getting rid of the girl. We're getting rid of the job. Was different than Raw in just like that little way. Instead of Vince McMahon coming out and holding your hand for 20 minutes, they did a 1 minute thing that told you everything you needed to know. And I know that it was an extension of Raw, and I do understand that. But I liked it on SmackDown. It's basically like, here are four matches. They both take about a half an hour. There's a little bit of talking, and then we're done. I love that. I love how I think, one of their acknowledgments of things need to get better is you're exhausted with the narration variety sketch show that Raw has become. And so with SmackDown, we have this roster. You're just going to see them wrestle. And I think people genuinely need that, by the way. Because, I don't care about Shane trying to get along with Paige. I don't care. It's too much. No. And so just in a nutshell to wrap up the kind of the whole thing is like, look, Rome will not be built in a day here either. And maybe as we hit to the road of WrestleMania, no one's excited about WrestleMania 35 because it's just going to be another like blah thing and there's injuries and whatever. Maybe. But what I'm going to choose to do is say the first step to getting help is admitting you have a problem. Drugs, alcohol, gambling, whatever the case may be, you can't get help until you acknowledge that you have a problem.
And need it.
And what they did on Monday was come out and go, okay, this show is bad now. We agree.
Yeah.
Or we acknowledge it, right? You are the paying customer, and what you have done is defied our expectations and actually stopped watching and actually lost interest in what we're doing. It got to that point. And we are, instead of coming out here and doing what they would have done a few years ago, which is call you losers.
Yeah.
Right? Remember that famous promo? And looking back, it's a pretty dope promo. But remember during the Yes Movement?
Yeah.
And Triple H came out and he goes, you know what? I'm mad. I don't like it. I don't like that you don't use my guys. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet my displeasure. And then, if I get really mad, me and my friend Mark, we're just going to stop watching. Right? And so he called us marks.
Yeah.
Right? And he threatened us. He goes, yeah, fine. What? Like, Triple H was that abusive boyfriend whose girlfriend would never actually leave.
Yeah, right.
So he's like, yeah, you're not happy, get the hell out of here, right?
Right.
And then this chick packed her bags and left.
You
know what I mean? And so that's what they would have done a couple years ago, was they would have come out and they would have had Vince McMahon call you a loser.
Yep.
Right? And tell you that you're wrong. And
you
he's
don't
right.
know what you're talking about.
Exactly. And so, again, the back of your mind for optimism and to, you know, get some dopamine flowing for you here, is that at WrestleMania 30, we can't even think of what the women's championship match was.
If there was one.
At WrestleMania 35, they might go on last.
Yeah.
Okay? Progress. Look, I'm not asking you to wait 5 years for Raw to be good again, but what I'm telling you is, along the way, if they live up to their end of the bargain, and you look at this thing optimistically, maybe for the first time in years, and we can meet in the goddamn middle, I think this show is going to get better.
Yeah,
I sincerely
I do.
I really actually do. Because Monday, again, told me a lot. And I don't think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think they would go to the trouble of saying, okay, this show sort of sucks now.
Yeah.
We get it. if they weren't prepared to make changes, because it would be weird if you acknowledged where it's like, you know what I mean? You don't hear a lot of people be like, you're right, I am a damn dirty drunk. Well, back to the booze, you know what I mean? Usually it's a declaration of help and at least early onset change.
Yeah.
And so I'm optimistic. I want to enjoy WrestleMania 35 terribly. I want people to be excited about WrestleMania 35 terribly. It's a 5 or 0, which is a number that definitely has a name. And that's a 5 or 0 thing. It's
like a multiple of 5.
Yeah. Nope. And I want people to like it. Selfishly, it's much better for the New Age Insiders if people are watching us on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
And subscribing via Twitch Prime.
It's much better for us if we can get the, you know, the show numbers even higher to the point where we can go to sponsors and say, look, wrestling is booming and people are loving it and, you know, we're doing it and all that kind of stuff, right? It's just better. And yeah, I'm also a wrestling fan and I want it to be better. I want to watch every Monday and not hate it. And look, I think it's a mindset thing. And my advice to people that are out there listening, we appreciate you, but my advice is, like, look, on Monday, nobody makes you sit down and watch this thing. This is not death or taxes. And so sit down Monday and go, it's like, I feel like Stuart Smalley, right? I like wrestling. I want to like Raw. Let's see what this is.
Yeah.
That's it. Because if you, it's one of the reasons I avoid a lot of movie reviews. Because if I read a bunch of people tell me it's bad, I go into the movie being like, let's see if they're right, and not just form my own opinion.
Right.
And so I don't want to go into Raw on Monday and go, well, it's probably going to suck and they probably aren't going to make any real changes at all, but let's see, so I can complain on Twitter and try to be funny. Or you can sit down and go, again, I like wrestling. I want to like this Raw. Let's see what they got. Because if you go in open-minded, it's, hey, guys, it still might suck. It still might. But, hey, it might not. And if it doesn't, isn't that kick-ass?
Yeah.
And don't you want to, like, it's, there, again, Joey posted the tweet, like, a month ago, and I wish I had stolen the meme. And it was just that picture of Kirby going, disliking popular things doesn't make you an interesting person.
It's so true.
And so if Raw's good, and you go on and be like, oh, I roll my eyes, nothing changed. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. If it's still bad, then go for it, man. Because I'm right there with you, and I'm at the end of my rope with them too. But they earned a little slack on Monday, and I'm just going to see what it looks like. You know what I mean? Because I want to enjoy this.
Absolutely.
And
Colin has a few minutes to call in.
Yeah, he's
or yeah, I mean, he's got enough time to tweet on Twitter.
He's too busy drifting.
He's too busy listening to the Drifters album on Spotify.
He's too busy drifting. So we have awards. It is getting close to the end of the year. Next week is Christmas. And then it's almost the end of 2018.
Yeah, we'll be doing this show on Kwanzaa.
Ooh. Mazel Tov? That doesn't sound right.
Kwanzaa Tov.
Huxtable.
Oh, God.
We can't do that anymore.
Is that the greeting?
Yeah, we definitely can't.
Dr. Huxtable didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, we can't use the subway either.
Dr. Huxtable. Yeah, we can't use the subway? Because of Jared?
Because of Jared.
Oh, my God. We can't use, like, the public transportation now?
Yes, that's how bad it was.
That's outrageous, sir. Anyway, we have awards. NewAgeInsiders.com/awards. Bill did a great job embedding those right into the website, so it's very easy. It's not going to send you all over to a bunch of different places. You can do it all right through the website, NewAgeInsiders.com. Your standard procedure, like Match of the Year, Superstars of the Year, Event of the Year, and some fun custom categories in there as well. And, of course, it's all about you guys, and your votes will matter the most, and we'll calculate and tabulate the totals at the end of the year for probably our last show of the year, or maybe the first show in January or something like that. But we'll make it work within the next couple weeks. But, again, NewAgeInsiders.com/awards is where you can find that. Something don't go anywhere because people are laughing. So something's happening. And again, patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We got somebody on the line. And so we're going to take the last call of the show. And I have a feeling, but who do we got?
Colin made his call.
Oh, he is on did he?
Line. Oh, we had you so close to drifting. It's crazy. I hate you.
Hello?
Colin.
What's up?
I can't
Colin,
hear you.
Colin, you're bad at having an opinion and using a phone. How do you have a girlfriend?
What are you talking about? You guys can't hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
We can hear you. You're even bad at using a phone. You've never seen a Marvel movie, and you don't know how to use a telephone. Oh, God.
Whoa, I am alive. sorry.
Shivers.
Sorry I wasn't paying attention during your guys' show. Jason, I'm playing my Nintendo Switch. I think you should get one. They're pretty cool.
I don't have one.
They are pretty cool.
And
I have one.
I've asked the Patreons and everything to be like, yeah, if we all like trip in and I'll stream every day. And everybody's like, ha-ha, that's funny. I have one and you don't. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
I have one and you don't.
Your favorite musician is dead. What a world.
Colin's favorite musician is not dead.
So
he looks it.
So,
looks like he died in the 20s.
Yeah, he might look dead. So I just want to throw out that I had nothing to do with your Cobain jokes that you were getting today. I had nothing to do with that.
You had everything to do with that. You had everything to do with that.
No.
All day long. Dude. I don't know what happened on Twitter, but all day long, people that I didn't even know like were like Patreons or knew the joke were just tweeting me Kurt Cobain jokes. Luke, right out of the clear blue sky, Luke, who I met at Chaotic Wrestling, he's a cool kid, right? He tweets me out of the clear blue sky. He goes, hey, Jason, how does Kurt Cobain collect his thoughts? A dustbuster. And I went, I don't like any of you. What the hell is going on? I'm so nice to everyone. Like, what? How is this where we are? And it's entirely your fault, Colin, because you and Danny amazing. Started this whole thing.
Colin, thank you for calling in.
Colin, are you excited for a brand new Raw so the Drifter can finally win the Universal title he so rightfully deserves? Is that why you gave us a call?
I mean, the only good thing I saw from Raw is, well, going into Raw, that Seth was no longer the Intercontinental Champion, and now he can go on, win the Royal Rumble, beat Brock, and then I can be finally happy again. But, I mean...
You got a lot riding on this.
Yeah, I know. I have my set.
A lot riding on a scripted TV.
But anyway, but I figured I would call in because I was getting called out. Apparently, something about Elias. So I heard a little bit of the show that I heard. Some guy was talking about how Elias was a star, and I was already debating to call in right after that. But he is not. But that's just my opinion, but I'll leave it at that.
Does it bother you that Elias is everything Seth Rollins wishes he would be? Like right down.
Yeah, okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
So I got a real question before we let you go, and then we wrap up, and then we'll talk to you again. You're a member of the Patreon community. Seeing we have you there, why don't you tell the people why it's so great, so that it's not just me shilling my shit?
Yeah, say something nice about the Patreon, or I'll kill you.
So I've been a Patreon since you guys started it. So I don't know the exact timeline when you guys started, but since day one, I signed up and I absolutely love it. Compared to some other Patreons that I'm a part of, this one is a lot better. No, I mean, it's definitely a lot better. I get my money's worth and I love the bonus shows. Like Be Heard's probably one of my favorite things that, you know, I just like all those crazy questions that, like, Danny asked and the last one that Max asked. But, and just getting to know you guys more on, like, a personal level through Patreon, through the chats and everything, just made this worth subscribing to. So I encourage a lot of people to sign up today.
Colin, thank you so much.
Checks in the mail, buddy.
You picked an outstanding time to finally have a good opinion on something. And I really do love you. We all do. And big shout out to Erica. And we love you, man. And I hope to see you soon. Really mean that.
Okay. All right. You guys have a good night.
Bye, Colin. So close to admitting that Colin was a drifter.
So close.
So close.
Yeah, I know. We almost had the close of the show.
But we really do meet some amazingly great people, and we get to know each other even better. And so when we go do these meetups like we're going to be doing at WrestleMania and like we do with these big events, it just feels like hooking up with friends. It really is. It's just getting together with friends. Like, you know, we went to Chicago in September for All In, and we all just met for lunch, and it didn't feel like, you know, that thing where it's like, oh, well, we're internet friends and now no one's talked for 10 minutes. Yeah, it's like, right. Just really not like that. It's just hanging out with people that you already know and love and all that fun good stuff. So as we wrap things up and get ready to jump over to patreon.com/newageinsiders, we can keep the fun going and just keep the conversation alive and well with all of you and be even more interactive and even more fun. What are your final thoughts on, you know, the shakeup? What are your big kind of outlining hopes? If Vince McMahon came to you and said, what's the biggest thing you would like to see differently on these two shows and I'll do it, what would change?
The big thing is storytelling, man. I really, really want there to be a focus on storytelling. I want everybody to have a point of view and develop character and drive the story from there. It'll feel more organic and people will be able to get invested in these characters. Dean Ambrose is not Dean Ambrose isn't bad at professional wrestling. He just is uninteresting. And because he's uninteresting, you don't like him, or people don't like him.
I don't like him.
If he was to be more interesting and have more personality and a point of view, you would find him more interesting. You would appreciate the in-ring professional wrestling aspect of it a lot more. And I think that this entire show could use a lot more of that.
Agreed. Wholeheartedly agreed. The biggest thing that I would, biggest piece of advice that I would give to him, to Vince, if he asked me, is something I kind of think we've already done, which is great, which is I would want this show to feel more like a wrestling show. And to be fair, Vince McMahon, you created the model for a televised wrestling show. But what I didn't like was the GM role, which was this hand-holding. Like, it was almost like if you were at a play and you had, like, a narrator, but the narrator, which you already don't need in a play, and most plays don't have a narrator, yeah. But even if you do have one, like some plays kind of do, it would almost be like the narrator was also like the main character, yeah. And the narrator, and that's what it was, whether it's Baron Corbin or Paige, you liked him or you loved him or you hated him, it came down to like, yep, tonight, this is why you're going to fight this person, and you're fighting this person. Hey, this is why you're going to do this, and this is why. And it was just like, it was like Baron Corbin's doing this like weird air traffic control where no other wrestling show in the world, including NXT with William Regal part of it, feels the need to just every segment begins with talking and narration and exposition. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I didn't like. I just wanted a show where it's like, you know why these two guys are fighting? Because somebody called the other guy out. Like, Daniel Bryan, like, called out Mustafa Ali and was like, I don't like the fact that you drive a minivan, that an SUV. You're little. I don't like it. And it's just like, they fought because they talked about it and developed something and fought. It wasn't because a general manager booked a number one contender match and you tripped me or something.
Yeah.
I just want it to feel like a wrestling show where people challenge each other and fight. And I don't want my hand held. And I appreciate the fact that I think that we've already seen that implemented. And again, I'm going to be optimistic about this, you know, we're trying again phase, because maybe it's going to be ebbs and flows, and maybe it's going to come in a wave, and maybe this time in 6 months we're frustrated again. Maybe, but maybe we're happy. And maybe in, like, look, and again, I know this is to dream big, but in 1996-ish, the people went to Vince and were like, I'm not interested anymore. I don't like what you're pumping out at me. I don't like your characters. I don't like the flow of your show. And there are alternatives. And you might think WCW is dumb, but I don't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you can see 96-ish Raws, all the NWO shirts, right? Because there's something else I like more. And I'm even going to rep it at your thing. And like, look, not telling you that All Elite Pro Wrestling or All In is 96 WCW. I'm not an idiot. But look at the world we're living in, where people go like, Vince, you might not like the Bucks, or you might think that what they're doing is dumb. You might think being the Elite is corny, but I don't.
Right.
And if you don't give me a reason to watch, I will stop.
Yeah.
And he didn't believe you, but it wound up coming to fruition. And so we're seeing the results of that. And so look, in 96, show sucked. Nobody liked anybody, right? Nobody liked anything. And by 97, Steve Austin was a thing. And by 98, he was hosing people down with beer, right?
Yeah.
So, like, look, maybe we're in the beginning of a different kind of renaissance. It won't be a Stone Cold Steve Austin-led renaissance, unfortunately. But maybe, just maybe, we're in the end of 1996.
Yeah.
And 97 and 98 are going to kick some serious ass. Hey, maybe not. But I would like to go into it.
We got to try first.
When Disney opens a new park, don't you go into it being like, this is going to be incredible because Disney made it? And if you walk around, you're like, oh, this really let me down. That might happen, but it's probably going to be great. And it's,
I don't even like Avatar.
Right. And I'm sure it's delightful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I understand why WWE has given you reason for pessimism. Pessimism. I really do.
Yeah.
But if you want to look at this optimistically, you might go ahead and, you know, trick yourself into having some fun. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm going to try to do. It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And we're going to eat steak.
Right, and make eye contact, Daniel Bryan. Like, fuck you, man. Like, I'm not. Yeah. I am. It was just such as like, I am not a vegan. This one's for you, Kimberly. I am not a vegan. Yeah. And I don't care what you think. It is not murder. Murder is what you do to people. You murder people.
Yep. You do not murder pork chops. I just don't believe that.
Did I send you the vegan wrap?
No. But I know that I'm supposed to feed two birds with one scone now.
Yeah.
I know that.
Well,
and
don't
feed
use
a fed horse.
Animals are innocents.
Feed two birds with one scone.
Really tickles you?
That one in particular. I just think it's delayed. It's just like, take him to brunch. Yeah. See those two pigeons?
Take them.
Go out for a lovely cup of coffee.
Ooh, good.
if you're having a good time and want to keep it going, patreon.com/newageinsiders is where we're jumping on right now. If you're listening live, just follow us right over to patreon.com/newageinsiders. We're going to send you over the links and all that fun stuff so you can keep listening live. Twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. Thank you to our new subscribers. Yay, hooray. If you have Twitch Prime, because you have Amazon Prime, use it. Jeff Bezos is a billionaire, and we're not yet. Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. You can subscribe on iTunes, Podomatic, Glork, Mobile, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. Thank you so much for listening every single week, Wednesday night live at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com. Is there anything you'd like to get out there before we sign off and move over to Patreon?
So people have been asking where Late Night Liam has been. We are going to be revamping just because now the new format of us taking the Patreon show live after this, as having Late Night Liam be live after that would be far too long and too late for you to tune back in if you're not a Patreon. So we are going to be moving this most likely to Tuesday evening. So when as soon as the new year rolls around, and because next Tuesday is Christmas, so we'll probably be launching that January 1st.
Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV exclusive.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
it should be. All this stuff should start becoming that. But this show will always be available. iTunes, Podomatic, Glork, Normal, Stitcher. Thank you so much for joining Jason Malta,
Liam Strega,
and Belevel. We're the New Age Insiders. Find us on Twitter, including during these shows, during these live broadcasts, during these big wrestling events, during big things in general, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website where you can vote on the awards, newageinsiders.com/awards, newageinsiders.com. In general, our friends, our affiliates, our fun stuff, please do vote for the awards, join the Patreon, subscribe to the Twitch, jump all into this experience, and let's just have a kick-ass 2019 together, shall we? You've already made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. Patreon.com. Jump on over.
We out.